It's the holiday time of Playful Pursuit. I'm Joe, and in today's episode, I'll talk about some fun activities to do during the holidays. Well, the holiday season is upon us, and there's a lot of activities and parties to go to and things to do. And if you're going to one of these holiday parties, or if you're hosting one, here are some ideas that we've done in our family, and I'd like to share them with you and have some fun with them. Now, the first one is I call it the right-left game. Okay, either everybody brings a gift, and you can put a maximum limit on the value of it, or you as a host can go out to the Dollar Tree and just buy miscellaneous gifts yourself. But what it is you read a story. Everybody's got a gift in their hand, and they form a circle. You're going to read a story to them. And every time the word right is said from the story, everybody takes their gift and gives it to the person to the right. And the same with the word left. For example, it's Christmas Eve at the Schmelzer home, and it's downright cold outside. Now, at that point, everybody gives their gift to the person to the right. And so on and so forth. You can make this as short or as long as a story as you want. And on the internet, I've downloaded a couple myself, and there's one we used once that had a Disney theme to it. So that is a lot of fun, and you can give that a shot. That's called the right-left game. Bingo is one of the activities we tried, and that is a lot of fun. You get some prizes to hand out, and you print out some bingo cards. There's many of them online that are free to print. And what I like to do, there's a couple ways you could do this. The items, instead of just going B1, they will be little things like a candy cane or a wreath or an elf or something like that in each square. And you could print a art clip or whatever they're called, a picture of them. Just fold them up and put them in a hat or something, a Christmas hat. That'd be nice. And have people pull them out of that and then say it, and then they could X it off in their paper. Or you can do the other way, which is a little harder and time consuming, but it's kind of unique, is you actually go out and get one of these, like a candy cane. You put a candy cane in a hat. If it's an elf, get a little toy elf or something, and then you can go ahead and do that. Now, one we love to do on Christmas Eve is called the Christmas Ball. Now, throughout the year, we go ahead and pick up different little trinkets and doodads and stuff like that. Dollar Tree has them anytime you go to a department store or something on sale. And we get some gift cards. We get some lottery scratch-offs. And what you do is you get some cling wrap, saran wrap, and you wrap up an item, and you clip off the cling wrap, and now you add another item to that, and you put some more cling wrap and cut it off. And the reason you have to cut off the cling wrap instead of just wrapping it, our first year we did not cut it, and the first person to play, all they get to is just unravel it and the whole thing. So this way there's an end to each one, and it's really tough with a cling wrap to go ahead and find the starting point for it, because the only rule pretty much is you can't rip into it. You have to find it and then unravel it. But we had some, we had a spatula in one time. It's such an odd, weird shaped ball. It was a lot of fun just watching them play that. And they all enjoyed it. I had a box of candy in one, and you could make this as big or as small as a ball you'd like. Now, what you do is I had a die, and they have to roll let me see what it is. It had two dice, and they have to roll, and they have to have a matching number. They have to be a pair, like a 2 ones or 2 twos and so on. And whenever they get that, then the ball comes to them, and the dice goes to the left, and you right away start trying to unravel that, because any of the gifts that come out of it are yours to keep. That's their Christmas ball, and that is a ball to play. Now, another activity is Christmas trivia. You can make up your own questions. There's a ton online. You could even buy some box sets with cards already in them. And that's a fun to play. And my wife runs that every Christmas Eve. And she has a prize for whoever gets the most questions right. Another one is the candy cane hunt. These little small candy canes, maybe about 3-4 inches long, if that. you just hide them throughout the house and let people know there'll be a contest in a few hours or at the end of the party or whatever, and whoever finds the most wins a prize. The ugly Christmas sweater. That is a tradition in many places. You could do that. But what I thought of also is the ugly Christmas hat. You can even give everybody, you can go out and find fairly inexpensive this Christmas hats and hand them out to everybody a few weeks ahead of time and let them decorate it and see how well that goes. Now, there's also a memory game. Now, the one I have not tried this one myself. I just found out about it on the internet doing some research for this episode. You can get some real inexpensive Christmas ornaments in a box. And what you want to do is make sure they got the dividers in them and put different color ornaments in there. And then make sure you have many spares of each color put aside. And you let a person look at it for X amount of seconds and close the lid. And then you give them an empty box and that person has to fill it up and make and have them all match to the first one and see if they could do that. And I've never tried it. I would like to try that one. That sounds like a lot of fun. All right, what do we got now? This Christmas scratch-offs. I just found out about this one as well. On Amazon, you could spend, $18 for a pack of 50, and it comes with two winners. And they put those in a separate envelope for you because in case you don't have 50 guests, you'd say you have 10. So you want eight of the losers or the non-winners and put two winners in, or maybe just one if that's all you want, and hand them out. And then during the day or during the party, you could have them scratch off and the winners wins a prize. And that was I didn't even think of that one myself. And I have a way to make those myself. And you could, if you're into the computer Photoshop and stuff like that, you can make a really nice scratch off yourself and order the little scratch pads. Now here's one I have played before and it's a lot of fun. It's called Reindeer Antler Toss. You can get these inflatable antlers, the whole set, for about $10, $15, and then it comes with an inflatable antler hat you put on your head, and the other person has to throw these rings, these wreath-looking rings, and try to have the other person catch them with his antlers. So that is something to try, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun for people who aren't playing to watch. And the last one I got on here, and we do this every year, on Thanksgiving Day when we're all together, we're done eating, we pull names out of a hat. We go out and buy a gift. We put a cash amount limit on the gift, and we buy a gift, and this gift is wrapped and brought to our Christmas Eve party. And on Christmas Eve, we open that one gift up. That's our list of what we do in our family. I'd like to hear what you do in your family, and if you have any ideas on making our activities any better, give me a shout. You can contact me at playfulpursuit@yahoo.com and on Facebook at the Facebook group, Playful Pursuit. Go out and have some fun. Play some games. Try some of these activities, and you guys have a great holiday. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.